May be helped to commence receiving this worship by singing together hymn 731. Tune St. Agnes 218. Hear us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. The wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Our faith is feeble, we confess, and now we faintly trust thy word. Our will, thou pity us for this. Be that far from thee, Lord. Hymn 731, tune St. Agnes 218.
Oh, really? created gather this evening two portions from the Word of God in the Old Testament. The first is from the second book of Samuel, and reading chapter 12 to the end of verse 25, and then turning to the book of Psalms to read Psalm 51. I'll just read the last two verses also, the second of Samuel chapter 11. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased, or as it says in the margin, was evil in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich, the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hath slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall not depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbour, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of his son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child of that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth, and washed and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord, and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and they did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, because of the Lord. We now turn to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, According unto the multitude of thy mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me freely from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word. Help us now to approach unto him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, in thy mercy, thou hast gathered us together once more in this place. O Lord, thou seest us here gathered. Thou knowest, Lord, how each one has come into thy house. O Lord, truly, as thy word declares, man looketh upon the outward appearance, but it is thee, O Lord, who looketh into our heart. And O Lord, we have to confess nothing hid from thee. And so, Lord, thou seest us each, whether we are gathered in this place, or those who are listening in whatever circumstance we are found, thou knowest. Thou knowest. And O dear Job, proclaim, he knoweth. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. O Lord, do then, we pray, uphold each one walking through that trying pathway. Walking, it may be in that way that they have not walked before, but thou hast gone before. For as Job declared, he knoweth the way that I take. And so, Lord, we come then this night praying, begging that thou would look down upon us in our gathering, and might that help be given unto us each, that help so needed as we come to thy word in the opening of it. And O Lord, that help needed in the pew and the seat. But O Lord, thy help, that is set for might fall into hearts, into that ground prepared of thee. So help us then, O Lord. O Lord, help us. As that dear woman came to that daughter possessed of that devil, Lord, help me. And oh Lord, what a mercy thou dost hear the cries of thy crying one brought to feel their need, brought to plead that name above every name at the mercy seat, even thy dear name, Lord Jesus. Oh, one cried, begging by that wayside, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. And thou knowest, Lord, thy wayside crying ones. O Lord, hear those cries. O Lord, we pray. And O Lord, we remember, as we have heard this day, of those prayers and cries of that family, as one involved in an accident, as we use those words. But Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest. And might these things be used for the good to us all. We know not the time nor the hour when thou wilt come. And how many things we would speak carefully and tremblingly. O Lord, do people plan? How many things have that man planned to do with that that was in that storehouse? As that abundant harvest was given. And oh Lord, how solemn. Oh, to be in that place. To consider the future. And yet, but the sovereign grace, we could not say it, Lord. To say in all those things, if the Lord will. Lord, thy will be done. Thy will be done. And O Lord, whatever that will might be, grant us grace to bow the knee to thy sovereign will. Lord, we pray. Oh Lord, oh Lord, to be brought submissive to thy will. Grant that grace. Grant that prayer. Be kept from rebelling, to be kept from kicking against the pricks, as thou dost lead us in that way that thou wilt have us to go. So be with us now as we gather around thy word.
Has the services come
to an end. Be with thy servants, Lord, as they return unto their loved ones, that thou wilt watch over them and take them in safety. And keep them, Lord, we pray. Keep in safety in their journeys. Keep from the enemy of our souls, Lord, that would come, creep in as it were. Lord, put thine arm about and those insinuations of Satan. Keep us, Lord. Help us now. Help each one. And help us, Lord, once more to stand in thy name, as we ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Lord,
David, when Nathan the prophet came upon him, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Dear child of God, the pouring out of David's heart unto the Lord. As that arrow of conviction had gone into him. Yes, we have that account in the first of Samuel of how David was found upon that rooftop. But at times we read when the kings go forth to battle that David sent Joab his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And we read how he went up to that rooftop, saw that woman washing herself, beautiful to look upon. Cannot cast stones. Yes, what was David doing there when his army was at battle? And now that wandering upon the rooftop, and looks upon Bathsheba, takes him to her. David, that man after the Lord's heart, do not cast stones. He who had known that wondrous hand of the Lord in keeping him, in watching over him, and the solemnity of these things, in trying to hide his sin, complicit in that murder of Uriah. And it seems compounded in that faithfulness of Uriah to David, that he would not go to his house, would not go unto his wife. And as we read at the end of that chapter, the thing displeased the Lord. And as that word Lord is written in uppercase, as we understand from the front of the Bible, this translation, to represent the Lord God, Jehovah, the I Am that I Am. He who is not mocked. He who cannot look upon sin. And it would and those actions of David doing all that he could to hide his sin. And the scripture declares, be sure my sin will find me out. And Nathan coming to him, speaking of that rich man that had a multitude of sheep, of lambs, and that poor man only had that one ewe lamb. And now they were taken up with a righteous indignation against that man. He shall restore the land fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. O David, where was your pity? For we do not cast stone for these things, child of God, are searching things. And how, as we read in James, writes, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And here again, enticed of his lust, trying to hide that there is nothing hid from God, is there, child of God? And then that arrow that goes forth into David, thou art the man. Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of it, I anointed thee king over Israel. I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. David, who ran down into that land of the Philistines, I shall one day die at the hand of Saul. But the Lord had anointed him, raised him up to be the king over Israel. Now, brought to cry, I have sinned against the Lord. And in that 51st Psalm, brought to that place, against thee, and thee only have I sinned. Found thee. Found in confession of his sins. Dear child of God, you would say this very carefully and lovingly. and I search out my heart. Do we have that right view? Almighty God, who is that just God, that holy God, he who cannot look upon sin, he who is that consuming fire, and that sin. That disobedience to the will in command of Almighty God. David knew the commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, shalt not bear false witness. Yet, that one look, now brought in confession of sin. What do we know? What do I know? A true confession of sin. We'll not speak of self, knowing nothing, as we said this morning, of the Word of God, truly what was in the Bible. Most things contained in our life till that time the Lord brought us to that place. Now we can speak of the confession or the conviction of sin, showing us what we deserved, that there was a God whom we would have to stand before in the Lord's purposes. That speaking, going back to my old school as I'd left, speaking to the first master that I would find, and it was the Lord would speak carefully, lovingly, the Lord's late servant, Mr. John Broome, explained that turmoil that was in us. I could not speak to my parents or anyone about it. Believe that John knew what was going on inside us, but we did not. He pointed me to this soul, and they read it. Believe I know something of it now, as we walk through this pathway here below. And as David opens with those words, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. And we read also in the Psalms those words, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Out of the depths. Lord, hear my voice. If thou shouldest mark iniquities, the evil of my sins, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. That coming to that throne of grace, and that confession of sin. And We read, if we confess our sin, He is just to forgive us our sin. But to come broken hearted before the Lord, to come pleading the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that mightest be justified when thou speakest and when thou judgest against thee. Yes, he had wronged Bathsheba, he had wronged Uriah, but thou art the man. And yet, child of God, Paul penned those words on the truth. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. But in Paul's writing to the Corinthians, we read about many sins in that city. That catalogue of sins. And what do we read? And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are cleansed, but ye are forgiven. And oh, the wonder, the electing love and mercy of Almighty God. That sinners, saved by grace, are found in heaven above. We may sing those words. Sinners can say, but none but they. How precious is the Saviour. And so it is. And so it is. Being brought to feel our need. Brought to plead above every name. That name despised. That name rejected. As we walked in this world, where that work of grace, where that work of conviction of sin begun, so that calling upon that name. That work of the Holy Spirit in bringing each one of his people to cry unto that name. For as we look back in our lives, child of God, who caused you? Who caused me to call upon that name of the Lord Jesus Christ? If not in the words, in the reality of those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner. nothing of us, was it? All of that work and power of the Holy Spirit. And as we spoke this morning of those times and the eternal purposes of Almighty God, so that time of bringing us to Christ, to venture upon that day. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Cleanse me, purge me with hyssop as he cries. That cleansing, that washing of our sins. But oh, child of God, has that work of grace begun as we have walked out that way? That need of the Lord to keep us. That need, as the scripture exhorts, in that walking, in that being sober, that being vigilant. That being kept from ourselves. That cry for the Lord to set that watch over our lips, over our eyes, our ears, our hands. And as the writer in the Hebrew exhorts of that looking unto, let us run that race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Sorry, those words in between, those opening words. And let us lay aside the weight, the burdens of this world, and those sins that does so easily beset us. Oh, child of God, besetting sin. Those sins, as we, well, we can perhaps use that word in our own regeneracy, those sins when we walked in this world that we indulged in, sought after, and yes, that finished work of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that enemy of souls is that work of grace has begun. As we look back in our lives, perhaps knowing nothing of that warfare within till that work begun. And those enemies that rise up against the child of God in the pathway, who are they? Yes, it may be those in our family who cannot understand what has happened to us. But no, it is those enemies within, sin, that love of sin, the love of self, and Satan, who knows what we are. And who knows those things that would draw us away from the Lord. Let us lay aside that weight of this world, the burdens, lay them upon the Lord and those sins. And so in that following of the Lord, in that being kept close to Him, we may say no for a closer walk with God. But do we desire it? Do we know it? Or if we are brought in that walking close with Him, it will be that burning up of all those things that we would lean upon. That emptying of us, those things that our proud self will rebel against. And so it will be in that cry of David. Do we know it? Do we know it? As we read for that parable of the Pharisee and the publican, what we read of the publican could not come in through the door, by the stood there at the door as it were, could not go no further, could not look up. What did he do? He beat upon his breast. I believe it was that beating upon his heart, in that cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And as David brought to that cry, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. For as the work of grace is known in the heart of a sinner, saved by grace, saved by sovereign electing love and mercy, it is that work that is begun within. And where there is that work of grace begun within, then there will be a desire to walk according to the will of the Lord. But if that reformation, as it were, is an outward appearance and no inward reality, it will be as that house that was built upon the sand. No foundation, all itself. And this is a real cry. When we see what is in us. Yes, we may sing, myself I cannot keep. Another thing, when we're brought to the reality and the truth of that experience in the pathway of the child of God. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Yes, David, as one of the Lord's people. But what he had lost in that coldness and emptiness that he found, that joy of believing, that communion with the Lord. And so, have we not been brought to that place, if not in the words, I hate the reality of it, I hate the sins that made me mourn and drove me from thy breast. Yes, that work of grace, that work of salvation is that finished work. But that walking out upon this earth, that walking in that path the Lord would have us to go, that needfulness to be watchful, to be sober, to be vigilant, to be kept. We would say this very, very carefully. There is no colder place upon this earth in our soul when we feel so far off from the Lord. This world is not our home. And yet, oh, the love, the mercy of the Lord. It's in that 23rd Psalm we have these words recorded. He restoreth my soul. We read also in one of the prophets, it's gone now, I will heal their backslidings. I have loved them freely. I will heal their backslidings. See no other healing save in that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have and the children of Israel came out, as it's recorded in the Exodus, those songs of deliverance as they were brought to the other side, and now going those 3 days, coming to those bitter waters of Marah, the murmuring, and that casting of the tree in those bitter waters, they were made sweet. And we read on that promise of the Lord, I am the Lord that will heal, that heals thee. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that heals. And oh, what a mercy if we have found the Lord to be that great physician, to be that one who cares for us, comes to us, heals us, binds up those wounds that sin has made. Then, now coming, as it were, to those words before us. But thou desirest not sacrifice else, I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Why? Yes, those sacrifices. But where was the heart? Where was the heart? And at that time when Saul was commanded to destroy Amalek, and Samuel coming and hearing the bleating of those lambs, of those sheep, and Samuel said, hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. The Lord will have our heart. In that drawing out of our heart unto him, and child of God, we may look upon each other, but you and I know within ourselves that the Lord has used to bring us to that place of confession of sin, of that cry for healing, of that cry that the Lord will pardon the iniquity of our sins, that the Lord would uphold and keep us from falling. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, that emptying of us, that bringing of us to the dust of self-abasement. A broken and a contrite heart, that heart broken, that heart brought to confess our sins, that heart to plead that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that heart brought in sincerity and in truth, that heart brought to venture upon Him, that pleading of that name, even of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Lord delights, the Lord God the Father delights to hear, and that work of the Holy Spirit, that work within. Oh, the wonder of the covenant of electing love and mercy twixt Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In that fulfilling of those words, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. The sacrifices of a God and a broken spirit, a broken contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. No, thou wilt not despise the vilest sinner out of hell. Oh dear, seeking one, dear one, you may be in that place. Why am I thus? The vilest sinner out of hell that's brought to feel their need is welcome at the throne of grace, the Saviour's name to plead. Oh, that pleading from that heart broken by the Lord. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 639 to June Fulton 808. Return to thy rest, my soul, and rejoice. Let's cry. Christ be thy boast, throughout art his choice. And thou, sin and Satan, and their hellish guests, do vex and dishearten Jehovah's thy rest. O yield not to fear, rest only in Christ. His promise is sure, his Jesus I praise, and by one atonement thy sin has condemned. Then by himself sworn was your love to the end. Hymn 639, June Horton, 808.
Return to thy rest, my soul, and rejoice. Let Christ be thy
gracious Lord, you pardon all that like your eyes have seen amiss. But grant, Lord, there might be none for us to take home, to feed upon, O Lord, thy unchanging love and mercy to thy people. Thy loved people, loved because thou wouldst love, no merit in them, nothing in them. Yet life, because thou wouldst love. So, Lord, part us with thy blessing, watch over this people here. Be with each present and absent, those listening in. Take us in safety now. Know, Lord, those things that before us this week, if the Lord will, go before us, be with us, help us. O Lord, and O forgive our many, many sins. O Lord, and O blow upon us. O Lord, blow upon us, melt the heart. O Lord, like we know, we look in our own heart, restore unto thee, restore unto thy longing ones, O Lord, the joy of thy salvation. As that dear eunuch went on his way, rejoicing in what thou hast done for him, the joy of thy salvation. Take us in safety, O Lord, we pray, to our friends, to our loved ones. O Lord, we pray, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.